Hi everyone,
I am Uzuwa Shayo. Welcome to Mind Boggling Explore. So today we'll be looking at being at peace. On today, our first part of being at peace is do not worry. Our first part of being at peace is what? Do not worry. What does it mean not to worry? It's according to my dictionary, being at peace means, according to my dictionary, being at peace means freedom from civil disturbance. Freedom from civil disturbance. Freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotions. So when you are at peace and you have no worry, this means you're getting your freedom from civil disturbance, you're getting your freedom from oppressive thoughts and from oppressive emotions. So let's see what the Bible tells us about being at peace. This is what the dictionary is telling us about being at peace right now. So I would be looking into Luke chapter 12, verses 22 to 23. And 4 to 23 and 24. So we'll be looking into Luke 12 verse 22 to 24. So it says, then Jesus said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or what about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body is more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable is you? How much valuable you are than what? Than birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? So, the Bible here is telling us not to worry about things that we can't fix. Some people get so worried and depressed about the future. Some people get worried about the present. Some people get so worried about tomorrow, when tomorrow isn't even in our hands. It says the ravens, it says they have no barn, and they what? They have nowhere to store their food, but yes, the Lord is feeding them. And it states here that we are even of more value than the birds in the sky to the Lord, and he's going to provide for us. He's going to ensure a bright future. He's going to ensure a bright tomorrow. So before we go furthermore, before we go deeper into the word, I would love us to pray, because they say we should put God first in everything. So Father, in Jesus' name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are about to go into your word, God. I say you should go with us. You should speak through me. You should let this have impact into my life and those listening. Oh Lord, this is your word. Oh Lord, let it manifest. Oh Lord, my Father, I said this Bible study, let it be of good value, let it be of good worth, let it be of legacy in our hearts and in our minds. Oh Lord, let your word have meaning and let it have impact. In Jesus' name, amen. So as we were saying, we are going to be looking into Luke 12, verse 22 to 25. So, being at peace. Do not forget, that is our topic. Being at peace. And under being at peace, we have a part. We have part 1, we have part 2, part 3. So, for now, we are looking into part 1 of it. Part 1 is saying, do not worry. Being at peace, what did I think about, what did I see And I decided to say, okay, let's discuss being at peace. Because in this world that we are, so many people are dying of depression. So many people are dying. They are dying already even before the tomorrow that they are worried about come to pass. So why worry? Why not let your mind be at peace? Why not let your worries go away? Because the Lord have everything under control. The Lord will fix your problem. The Lord will make everything work out for your good. The Lord will make everything fall into place. You shouldn't worry. You should leave the worrying for God. Leave the worrying for God. All you have to do is to give Him all your problems. Hand it over to Him. You are not your own creator. You are not the one that is giving yourself breath to breathe in and out. You are not the one making yourself sleep at night and waking yourself the next morning. There is someone that is doing that for you each and every day. And He is not even complaining that the work He is doing is too much. He is telling you to ask and it shall be given unto you. He says, seek and ye shall find, and you shall knock and the door shall open unto you. He says you should not worry about the clothes you are going to wear, nor should you be worried about the food you are going to eat. He says He's going to provide for you for everything that you need. All you need to do is to be at peace. You see, a worried mind is a mind that is giving the devil a chance. It's just like when you're not at peace, when you're worried, you're just giving the devil a chance to be able to penetrate, to be able to tell you what is not, to be able to take away your patience, the patience you're supposed to have for God to bring that thing into manifestation, to bring that thing into past. You're going to let the devil take it away. Why can't you just have patience? Why can't you be at peace? Why can't you just take your time and make your mind be at rest? Quit worrying. Honestly, you should quit worrying so much, because God have everything under control. It says here in Luke chapter 12 verse 22, it says the Lord said to His disciples, this is the Lord Jesus Christ saying this to us as an assurance. He says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, on what you will wear. Verse 23 says, for life is more than food, and the body is more than clothes. Verse 24 says, consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. 25 says, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? 26 says, since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Why worry about the rest? When you can't even make yourself sleep at night and wake up in the morning, when you can trust God with that, if you can also trust God about every single hour that you're living in this life, why must you worry about little things like clothing and what you're going to eat? Because God is going to provide. God provides for the ants, He provides for animals, He provides for every living thing on this earth. So He is going to provide for you, because you are valuable. You are worth more than even the ravens. You're worth more than those birds. You're worth more in the sight of God. Do not listen to those that are saying you want nothing, because you want more than they can ever imagine. If others don't know your value, I promise you, because God knows your value, I tell you, you are worth more than you can imagine. So the Lord is telling us now to be at peace. We should be at peace. When trouble comes, of course, we all want to worry, especially when there is that party you want to attend and you don't even have the money now to maybe buy the ashwabi and all that. The Lord says you shouldn't worry. You should be at peace, because He is going to provide for you according to your riches. According to His riches, He's going to provide for us according to His riches. And the Lord is a God of wonders. If you are not able to go to that party now, does not mean it is the end of the world. Does not mean you should be so depressed and so sad, or you should go into things that are not even going to pull you far away from Christ. Because you want to wear the latest human air, or because you want to wear the latest shoe, you want to carry the latest bag, or because you want to eat pizza and all of that, does not mean you should go into fraudulent businesses, or you should start working with fraudulent people, or you should start trading your body for money. Because God says He's going to provide. He says He's going to make a way. He's going to show us the way. He's going to do it for us when the time is right. God's timing is very important in every step that we go in. Every of our adventure in life, God's timing is very, very important. Out of desperation does not mean you should go ahead. You should go ahead with a relationship that you see clearly that is not going to work. Why can't you just have peace? Relax. Because God is going to put everything into place. Why worry about what you're going to eat tomorrow? When God has provided for today, the same God that provided for today will definitely provide for tomorrow. He's going to make a way. Because I'm telling you to be at peace and not to worry, does not mean you should not work. Or does not mean you shouldn't work. You shouldn't put any hard work into place. Of course, you have to work hard. You have to have plans. But as it says in the word of the Lord, it says we have our plans, but God's plans only will prevail. If we can have plans, but if your plan does not work with God's plan, I beg of you, do not let us push it far. Sometimes we have plans. Some of us will say, I'm by the age of this 25, I should be married with kids. By age of 30, I should have my first house. By age of 40, I should be expecting my grandkids. By age of... These are our plans. And some of us even have this in our heads because probably this is what our parents had in their head and it's worked for our parents. Some of us is because we see some people that are already living that life and we wish to live the life. But what if God has better plans for you? What if God's plan for your life is not even that way? What if God's plan for your life is much more better for you? It's a much more better plan. You do not have to give yourself time frame or limits because of what you see other people do. Because God hasn't placed that limit on you. God hasn't placed that embargo on you. God has not said that is the limit you can go. God has not said that is the end for you. God has not said you can't do better. So don't limit yourself. God has not said if you don't eat today, I can't make it for you for tomorrow. So because you didn't eat today does not mean that you take drastic measures, things that are against the word of God, to eat tomorrow. It's good to work. It's good to invest. It's good sometimes to venture into businesses and all that. But if it does not work out today, does not mean it's not going to work out tomorrow. Keep striving. Keep working hard and believe. Let your heart be at peace. A lot of time, a lot of things happen that we just worry. It's normal. It's part of being a human being. You worry a lot as human beings. But when that time comes, I want you to remember that it is very important for you to be at peace. Do not worry, because God is going to make everything work out. This is something I do whenever I'm worried. I let God know my worries. I let God know, oh God, this is what is going on right now in my head. This is what is making me depressed. This is what is making me unhappy. And the moment you tell God, I bet you he's going to do it. If he's not going to do it now, he's going to do it for you later on. You have to be patient with Christ, because he's the God of wonders and miracles. The time you least expect is when he's going to do it. So during your waiting period for God to perform those wonders, to do whatever he wants to do in your life, what have you done? What have you done during your waiting period? Were you so desperate that you went through drastic measures? Were you so desperate that before then you were already doing fraudulent things? Were you so desperate that before then you're already thinking of committing suicide? What you use your waiting period to do is very important. When you are expecting something from God, when you are longing for God to do something for you, what you use your waiting period to do is very, very important. Are you also worried and your mind is so scattered that the Lord can't even speak with you? He can't even communicate with you, because at that moment your mind is so busy with unwanted things and unnecessary things. The Lord can communicate only with a heart that is at peace. It's not as if he can't talk to a troubled heart. He can. But there is difference between a heart that is sad. A heart can be sad and at the same time can be at peace. A heart can be sad and at the same time be so shattered. There is difference when you are waiting on something and you are not happy, and you're being at peace. And there is difference when you're waiting on something, you are not happy, and at the same time you are making a mess. So I want us to please be able to be at peace during this period. We might not be happy with what's currently at hand, but at the same time, you should make your heart be at peace, because the moment your heart is messy, you're giving temptations a chance, you're giving anxiety a chance, you're giving suicidal thoughts a chance, you're giving sickness a chance, you're giving depression a chance, you're giving fornication a chance, you're giving unwanted addictions a chance. So when you're going through trials, when you are at the state of trials, I want you to learn to be at peace. And I pray that God will help us to be at peace during our tough times. God will assist us to be at peace during our hard times. He is going to assist us. He's going to help us to make our hearts be at peace, to keep us, to give us high hopes when that time comes. It's going to help us to be at peace with ourselves, to be at peace with our life. We might not have what we want now, but at the same time, we won't do what the Lord is not going to be pleased with before that time. May the Lord help us to be able to maintain our peace, to maintain our soul, to maintain our life in the way that God wants it to be, before the God's chosen time, to do whatever he wants to do in our life. For the provision to come, for the promotion to come, for that husband you've been longing for to come, for whatever you want to come your way. You want the traveling to work out, you want your relationship to work out, you want your parents to do something for you. Through the time that you're waiting on God, I pray that God will help us to be able to do the right things, things that will not even stop the blessing God is bringing into our life. The things that will make that blessing worth the wait, the thing that will make everything worth the wait. God will help us so we won't have done regrettable things before he comes, before he provides, before his own chosen time. May God help us that we are not wandering away from his path. We've not wandered away from his path before he provides, before he comes through for us. I pray that the Lord will not let us down. I pray that we don't forget the God that we serve. And I pray that the Lord that we have is always going to be with us, is going to stand by us, is not going to let us down, and is never going to be too late for God's wonders in our life. God's time won't be too late. In Jesus' name. So we have come to the end of today's Bible study on being at peace. Part 1, do not worry. I hope it's able to be of impact to us, is able to touch our hearts, and is able to leave a message to us. And I pray that we continue to have the word of the Lord in our hearts. And please don't forget, you're listening to Oluwaseyo for me, and this is Mind Boggling Explorer. And stay tuned, subscribe, like my video. And if you're watching from Instagram, quietly go to the bio and click on the link. Go there, like the video, watch on YouTube, subscribe. And please stay tuned for part 2 on being at peace. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for your time. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate. I do not take this for granted one bit. Thank you so much. God bless you. And may God continue to use us for his glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Bye.